Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, Earth Rangers, and welcome to this spookiest episode of the podcast yet. It's Halloween!
Earth Rangers!
Honk Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Alright, Earth Ranger Eva here, reporting live from the deep, dark forest.
It's close to midnight, and I'm out on a research assignment for season 2 of the podcast.
It's a cold and foggy night, and I'm trying to keep warm here at my little campfire, so I thought I would take this perfect opportunity to tell the tale of All Hallows' Eve. Or more importantly, the amazing animals that make this holiday extra special. We're going to explore the bone-chilling, hair-raising world of Halloween's creepiest, crawliest creatures, like bats and cats and toads, oh my! But first, let's gather around the campfire and count down the top 5 biggest, scariest animals.
Prepare to be spooked.
Number 5.
Okay, first up on our list is the Japanese spider crab. This massive arthropod, that's a fancy word for a critter with its skeleton on the outside, can grow to be up to 4 meters long. That's about twice as long as a queen-sized bed.
That would be some kind of teddy bear.
Can't say I'd like to cuddle with this guy, that's for sure.
Number 4.
Next up is the black flying fox. Think you know what kind of animal this is? I bet you one bag of Halloween candy you'll never guess. Alright, what do you think? If you guessed fox, you'd be totally wrong. Tricked ya! The black flying fox is Australia's largest bat, with a wingspan of over 1 meter. That's about as tall as a 2-year-old.
Number 3.
Coming in at number 3 is the... Whoa! Did you guys hear that? What was that sound? In my expert opinion, it sounded like a monkey bird, but I'm pretty sure that's not a real thing. It's a bit dark, but let's see, maybe if I get my binoculars out. Aha! Just as I suspected. Totally not a monkey bird. Let me just get a little closer and see if I can... Yeah, I knew it! Well, I think I know it. But what do you think?
Who am I?
Who am I?
I'll leave that one with you, my listener friends, while we get back to our top 5. But don't worry, we'll come back to it at the end. Now, where was I?
Number 3.
Ah, yeah. Number 3. Number 3 on the list is the Goliath tigerfish. Just as its name suggests, this African river monster is huge, and so are its 32 sharp teeth. There have been reports of this fish attacking humans who swim in the river it calls home, and local legend has it that an evil spirit enters the fish and makes it attack people. Ah! Talk about spooky!
Number 2.
Sticking with the Goliath theme, next up we've got the Goliath bird-eating spider. Yep, you heard that correctly. They're members of the tarantula family, which makes them pretty eerie in my books. But the fact that their legs can be as long as a ruler is icing on the creepy crawly cake.
Number 1.
Last but not least is the lion's mane jellyfish, which I think is pretty well named considering it's the largest known jellyfish in the world. Its tentacles can reach up to 60 meters long. That's about half as long as a football field.
I wouldn't want to play against this guy in the Super Bowl. That'd be super spooky.
For more big, scary animals to get you into the Halloween spirit, visit earthrangers.com/podcast and click on the bonus episodes link.
Well, I think it's safe to say we definitely got our spook on in a big way with that countdown. It's pretty obvious why those animals make our Halloween haunted. But what about the bats and black cats and toads of the world? Minding their own business 364 days of the year, and then all of a sudden October 31st rolls around and boom, they're in the spotlight, creeping us out with the best of them. What's up with that? I think we're going to have to dig back into the history books for this one. Let's see.
Dark Ages, Ghoul, Goblins, Ghosts, Ghostbusters. Here we go. Back in the Middle Ages, it was thought that the devil himself would give black cats to witches to be their servants. It was also thought that witches could turn into black cats whenever they wanted.
You know, this is definitely just a legend, but thinking about some of the mischief my cat Sir Scratchawan gets into, I wouldn't be surprised if he had some witch in him too.
Speaking of witches, it looks like toads get their bad rep for the same reason. It was said that people who had warts were believed to have touched a toad that had been poisoned by,
you guessed it, a witch.
And of course, bats and witches go hand in hand. Bats were believed to have flown around witches' fires to catch the moths that were drawn to the light and heat.
Now, just to make sure, we checked with our frog and toad expert Chris Rossing to see if you can get warts from touching toads. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hello?
Oh, hi Chris, it's Emma again.
Oh, hello again.
I have one more question I forgot to ask you.
Sure, what's that?
Can you get warts from touching their slimy skin?
You can't get warts from touching toads. Oh, that's just an old wives' tale.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
You too, take care.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Chris. I think it's safe to say we can close the book on that one. Oh, before I sign off, let's go back to that who am I.
Who am I?
Who am I?
I think we got a stumper on our hands, folks. Anyone have any guesses? Maybe I'll give you guys a hint. If you tuned into the podcast before, think back to episode 2. And if not, well, it might be time to fly on over to the podcast for a little hint that might help. Any guesses? Okay, I did say this was a hard one. But if you guessed it was a bat, you got it! And if you guessed little brown bat, well then, you're extra awesome. It's a bit tricky to ID a little brown bat. They are brown and little, and it is dark out after all. But I'm thinking I'm onto something. First of all, these guys are teeny. They're only about 2.5 to 4 inches long. That's like the size of my thumb. Plus, their fur is kind of glossy, or at least glossier than some of the other bats we'd see around here.
Earth Rangers!
Well, there you have it, Earth Rangers. Almost everything you ever wanted to know and more about Halloween animals. I hope you guys have an awesome Halloween. I know I will. Signing off in spookiness,
Earth Ranger Emma, over and out.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.